What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. They can help you find work in any industry. With just one interview at Express, you have a connection to endless jobs, whether you want a contract job, a new full-time role, or a summer job. Choose Express Employment Professionals. Express has more than 860 locally owned locations and no fees for job seekers. Visit expresspros.com today to find a location near you. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. Hey there, mamas. Everyone knows how it goes. You're giving it your all to breastfeed or pump for your little one. But there are times when you might need a little extra help. That's where Traditional Medicinals Mother's Milk comes in. Mother's Milk is an organic herbal tea blend designed to support healthy lactation for breastfeeding and pumping moms. Plus, it's caffeine-free. Learn more about Mother's Milk at traditionalmedicinals.com/mothersmilk. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Wind Down with Jana Kramer, an iHeartRadio podcast.
I got nothing, y'all.
Okay, good.
I was wondering.
Okay, because sometimes I get nervous when I come right in and we don't talk first that you're waiting for like a reaction. I know.
Yeah, no, I got nothing.
Okay, great.
Topics welcome.
Oh, great. Okay, so I hosted my in-laws.
Oh, yeah.
You want to talk about it?
Sure do.
Okay, so I learned a really valuable lesson when I was postpartum with Love, that there's a difference between company and help. And in the postpartum period, for me specifically, I do not need company. I need help.
Got it.
I do not have casserole toting in-laws. Okay. And I'm not here to bust anybody or to be rude. I think it is.
I'm going to venture to say they don't listen to this podcast.
I'm hoping not.
I'm just hoping that nobody that they listen, that
they
know
listens
it's to not the, them.
Thing.
It's yeah.
The, yeah.
It's not.
Oh, that just got me a topic. Something okay. About that happened. But go ahead. Continue.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Pinned. I mean,
pinned. Don't forget it though.
I won't.
The pregnancy amnesia is so real. So it's tricky for me because I feel like I am often not the best version of myself when they are visiting.
Because they don't offer help? Is that where the version comes in? Or is it just?
I think
so. Is there other things underneath it too? Like, well, maybe that your husband's a certain way because of how.
Okay, so that is part of it.
Is that a ding, ding, ding? Ding?
Yeah. Ooh,
trigger point.
Well, because you do go.
We hit a nerve.
Nailed it.
Feels to me like you might know me, Jana Kramer. Well, no, there is some of that because it's like, you know, when you watch a man sit too long, it can drive a girl crazy, right? And so when I watch Pop Pop sit, I sometimes get a little like, what's it like to sit, you know, and just a little
triggered because maybe that's what your hubby does.
Yeah. But I also am like, my husband never gets to be home. He should probably sit on the couch he pays for, you know, like once in a while he needs to take a load off. But then again, his job sometimes doesn't feel like super hard to me. I don't want to be like, you know, I mean, like it is, but it's not, you know what I mean?
It's really not.
Okay, well, you're an artist, so I can say that.
I mean, the hard part is like the traveling, but during the day, it's like, you're just kind of waiting.
Right.
And then you sing and people are singing your songs back and it's like,
I know. Well, and he is a hustler. I'll give him that. Like, he's got a million things going on at once.
Popcorn.
I know. Yikes. I'm really feisty.
I like it. Keep going.
I'm really getting back on my hormonal pattern here. Anyway, so he works really hard, and he's a hustler. So he does work a lot when he's out there. I just want to make sure that I'm being clear about that before I get a million messages. Anyways, I offered his parents a hotel this time.
Right.
I said we would love to host you at a hotel. Realizing that our guest room has now been taken by our newest roommate. Would love to get you guys a hotel that's close. because I know that sleeping on air mattresses and couches is not super great when you're 75. They decline it. Mm-hmm. If you're going to decline a hotel, let's not treat my home like a hotel.
Mm-hmm.
So my question for you is...
Well, I might have saw a photo, mm-hmm. same with Catherine, where they left their water bottles in a beautiful little basket that had sheets in it. And, you know,
You guys, I feel like the stomach ache. Like, this is like, I feel the stomach ache. Like, I shouldn't have come in here so spicy. I want to instantly regret.
But, like, when someone comes and treats it like a hotel room and it's not, like, you're a mom, you just had a baby, like, that's.
Yeah, I'm already hosting breakfast, lunch, dinner. Like, you know, so that just feels a little. So, I think it's a generational thing, like, the on the phones.
I think the Facebook is a generational thing for older.
Yeah, parents. Like, it's, you're just like scrolling, you're napping, you're leaving some things behind. Like,
the leaving behind, though, I don't have I should say, I don't have my, like, I'm thinking ex in laws. Like, I haven't hosted my soon to be new in laws, but the ex in laws never left anything. I think with my family, it's just like pushing the chairs. That's like, there. I always find one thing that bothers me that I was just like,
why
do we leave the chairs
y'all
out?
Are the same human. We are the,
I literally last night told Preston, I was like, Legend needs to learn to push in his chair when he gets up from the dinner table.
Yeah, I'm like, I guess I'm just pushing in the chairs. My passive.
I can't.
Little passive.
I feel that so deeply. Just Jana saying that just makes me want to push and my I'm chair like, in right now.
I love so it. It feels so validating because here's my thing. My thing is not them, and I'm not trying to be passive aggressive and like that it gets bad. I guess I feel two things. One, I would like to be a better version of myself as I gear up for my own mother visiting on Saturday. I'm hosting the old grandparent meet and greet. That's what's happening here. Okay. And I have really successfully boundaried until 6 weeks and 8 weeks. Mm-hmm. So that feels good.
Yeah.
So a little bit of a pattern. But A, I feel like where can we anchor when we have guests in the house that don't operate like us, pushing in chairs and whatnot? And the second thing is, when you leave someone's house, what's your like standard MO? Like, if you're staying with someone.
I have a really good story. Go.
No, you go.
No. Answer the question.
Is this on this?
Yes.
Yes. So go.
No, you answer it, and then I have to say something after you.
Well, I just think it's, like, I'm just trying to think, like, in like, my past, like, with ex-in-laws or stuff. Like, my thing always kind of goes with how they maybe raised, and then that's where my internal frustrations with them come up. But I think as I've gotten older, I've just become more annoyed with family and parents in general, because it's like, as we do our work and as we uncover more things, mm-hmm. it's harder to sometimes maybe be around certain things.
Yeah, it feels more toxic.
Yes.
Yes.
Couple things.
Go.
One.
Ooh, cat's out of the bag.
Yes. Oh, God. Don't get me started. Okay. Anyway.
With a lot of followers. Side note.
Anyway. I never house my in-laws, parents, anything.
Well, because they live like
because
next
they live
door.
Here, and I wouldn't. I just absolutely would not.
Would even not if they lived here. If they didn't
1,000%, they would be somewhere else in a hotel. My family knows that. They probably trust. It's
you,
not happening.
Your mom.
She lived there and she paid her rent for sure. She did. She paid rent. I'm not.
That
sounds terrible, but that's just not. However, that stuff would not bother me. But what
would
this
bother you?
This is what this made me think of. I'm sure plenty of things would bother me.
Okay. You would be bothered because I think sometimes I'm just not
but
good
I'm
at hosting.
I'm not bothered by that kind of stuff. But that's because I wasn't raised the way you were. But that makes me think of our different personalities real fast because New York, we're still asleep. You've cleaned the whole apartment before we leave for the...
I was like,
not that it was like a mess at all.
No.
But it's like, we're still asleep getting ready to go to the airport. And Kristen's like, great, I cleaned the whole place. And I was like, did we make a mess? But like, that's your personality.
Okay, true.
Like, you leave things when you You know, you do. Like, you're just like, okay, I got to make sure everything is, like, in the perfect place before we leave.
I wish my house looked like people didn't live in it sometimes.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
I just said
Whereas it. My house is a mess. You would think it's a mess, you know? That's just how I am. But it also made me think of the time we left David's house.
Oh, God.
And I, you know, and I'm pretty bad. I can be pretty bad at it. But I'm like, all right, what do we need to do? What do we need to clean up? Just throw the towels in the bathtub. Remember that?
Because I'm so close with him that I think sometimes I take that relationship for granted. Totally. Where it's like, you know, I'm like, y'all, he's going to have his maid come over anyway.
Absolutely. And we cleaned and I was like, yeah, towels in the bathtub. So we throw the towels in the bathtub. Next day, he's like, guys.
What did you say? Your
towels in the bathtub? Like, who are y'all? I thought
you were having your maid come over. So
it was just,
like,
it just made me think of that.
Oh, and he didn't.
No.
Or maybe he did, but he was still kind of like, why are the towels in the bathtub? Yeah. And we both, I was like in, so I'm not criticizing you. It's just everyone's very different with that.
I just think it's
how you were grown, how you were raised. And
yeah, I feel like I'm not like Christ-centered enough. Like, I feel like every time it's a test until I pass it, and I'm never passing it.
I just feel like maybe you shouldn't put yourself in that position.
I tried so hard not to.
But did you say no?
Well, this is what's tricky, is Preston was afraid that they would maybe be offended.
Well, sure, they'll be offended. My in-laws would be offended too.
If we put them in a hotel. He's like, they don't want to do that. And I will say, like, the majority of, like, the fun, like, not, the majority of the fun, like, family talking is happening post-bedtime, typically. So if they were in a hotel, then there's two sweet older people driving back to a hotel at night, which I don't love personally either.
So then I think maybe if that's the case.
This time, however, bedtime is 8 p.m. because I have to get that first round of sleep or else I'm exhausted.
Well, and that's a whole different.
Like, yeah. Like, I'm like, it's a newborn. What are we doing here?
Yeah. I think that piece is hard because it's hard. As much as I love, like, having my dad and his wife come, you know, my dad is very, like, talkative, wanting to make up for, like, lost time. So by, like, the end of the night, I'm tired. I'd like to go into my room and, like,
not talk.
And he's like, so, you know, I'm like, oh, can we just not speak? You know what I mean? Like, can you just be?
Now it's my issue.
This
Forget
is why
the stuff. It's like, I don't want to talk at my
house. This is why we do so well on the road together, though.
Yeah.
Because
when we don't want to talk,
when we all know it's not time to talk, we're done talking.
Right. Yeah.
Which is harder for one of us than the other. So that's fine.
Point at you,
well,
Katie.
No, because it's just but like, it's you know, true. You have to be like on and like all during the day. It's just like exhausting. And it's like, I'll never forget. Oh my God. I feel like I remember my ex just wanted to like, it was so annoyed with my dad. Cause again, my dad is like trying so hard and like, we're great now. And like, but like at that time, like my ex had like a screaming baby. Well, I don't know which baby it was like in his arms. And my dad's like trying to have a conversation, you know?
And that's where I'm at.
Yeah.
That's
instead of like being like, what can I help you with? And instead of even asking, just like doing something.
Yeah. And like Preston's parents are so sweet. Like they want to ask a million questions. They want to know, like his mom specifically, she just wants to know what I'm up to and all the things. But by 9, I'm like, yeah, I gotta end this. I can't.
But that's I think my point is like either say no to them coming, or if you are okay with them being there, then you have to say, I'm done talking. Or, hey, the baby's screaming. Do you mind taking the baby right now?
I did do well at that
and
this
stuff
time.
Like that, which I know is hard. I'm not saying it's not.
No, but hard, I did do that this time. I was like, okay, guys, so I need y'all to go upstairs. And y'all, like Preston can go up too and y'all can talk. But like this, I need the lower level to just be shut down for the night.
Sometimes you just have to.
I almost feel like, too, last thing, you know, because I've got our amazing guest in the waiting room, but when I think about, like, when I have the baby and stuff, I'd rather have my friends come than, like,
100%
family, because it's just, you guys know the, like, the drill. I'd rather have you guys stay at the house versus, like, because, again, it's just the parents. It just feels like I have to entertain, do everything.
But do we feel that way? Or is that the expectation?
I think it's past stuff too. Like, I think I'm just at a point where I'm just like, I don't know. I've just gotten more annoyed as the year's gone on.
I'm just glad to hear that you're more annoyed. I feel validated.
Yeah.
I think that's as you get older. And here's the thing. If it is expected, doesn't mean you have to do it.
That's right.
That's right. Well,
this is why I enjoy Kat in my life.
Well, we're going to take a break, and then when we get back, we're going to get Kelty Knight on. So have you guys listened to Lady Gang?
No.
I love them. Becca's a good friend, but the Lady Gang, they have like, it's over like 190 million downloads. They were on E! For a hot minute. They've been doing it since 2015.
It's all about women's support, right?
I think positive. Was that the same year? No. Yeah. When was Jace born? I don't know. 18.
I don't know what just happened.
I looked at my arm, my tattoo. I'm like, oh, it's going away. I can't do my dates.
I've lasered that off.
Okay. But she is on also a new show right now called Superfan. So let's take a break and then get Kelty Knight on.
Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA Scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
So I've recently got some boots in the mail that I had to try because I'm a boot girl. I love boots, but wow, I'm never going back to Tecovas, you guys. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather and custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, Tecovas.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job for the summer or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express Employment Professionals can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit expresspros.com today.
Hello.
Kelty.
Hi.
Look, a whole trio.
Hi, honey.
Hi, girl.
How are you? I'm good. How are you? Look at your Emmys in the background.
I know. I'm such a douchebag.
I know. I love
Listen, if I get an Emmy, I'm making a necklace like Flavor Flav. So,
that's amazing. I mean, shoot, I would be, if I had a
Hollywood. They'd be up here behind.
Like, as a woman in Hollywood, right now, especially launching this show, I have so many meetings with like corporate people, and I feel like people are like, who is this girl? And I was like, I just need you to know this.
Then yeah,
take me seriously on this Zoom. But like normally they live upstairs in my library.
No, it's like
area,
a very like humble like way of doing it though. It's not like, it's not.
Don't mess with me.
They don't have their own light on them yet. That might be what we gift you. Maybe we send you.
Yeah, like a little box thing, like a glass box with the
lights
shining on.
Next to a whiteboard. It feels very
just
like
a half filled out whiteboard, you know, like some self-help books. It's very like, it's all the things.
It's
all over the place.
Wait, so are the new show, not Superfan, because that's been on before. Yeah. Are you doing another
new show? No, Superfan's brand new.
There was another one then. I thought, I can't remember.
I did Lady Gang on E, and then I don't know.
So super fan. So it's this is the like brand new
series. Yep, we premiere next Wednesday.
Oh, how exciting!
Okay, where did the idea for super? Well, okay, I'm just too much.
Go for it.
How did you? We should first talk about Superfan. Okay. I mean, we can all kind of guess.
Well, first of all, thanks so much for having me on, y'all. Love you. I'm so excited to see you. And congratulations on everything too, Jana.
Thank you.
I'm so happy for you.
Thank you.
And so Superfan, yeah, it's a new show. It's a music series. And so I created it. I'm executive producing it and I'm hosting it. Yes. And the reason I'm so excited about it is because literally, I know it looks like I always have the jobs, but nobody offers me jobs. And so I really needed to go and make my own job. So I really have always wanted to host a music show, and my husband's a music manager. I've had sex with many musicians. I think they're all really great in bed. And so I like music. I was a backup dancer for a couple of musicians back in my dance career. So this is like a very fitting moment, but it's a show where basically like we take the biggest artists in the world. LL Cool J is our first episode on Wednesday. Then we have Shania Twain and Pitbull, Kelsea Ballerini, tons and tons of artists. And then we did a nationwide search for their biggest super fans. And so five of them compete through all these levels of like trivia, knowing the songs, they have to do lip sync, like all these different things. And then one of them is going to be named the number one super fan, but the artist is right there the whole time. And I think that's really important. It's not just like me and some super fans, like you're doing all of this in front of Shania. Like you're telling Shania about Shania in front of Shania. And so she does a big performance and then America votes actually on Twitter, which has been awesome. My last 2 weeks have been amazing with this whole Twitter rebrand. So good. Not stressful at all. We're still calling it Twitter for the next 6 weeks.
What is it called now? I saw the X. So I'm like, is it called X?
It's called X. Yeah, it's called X. It's so stupid.
Rebranding.
Why?
Okay. I don't know.
I miss the bird.
I miss the bird too.
So what do you call it when you tweet then? Is it? Are you X-ing?
I have no idea. It still says tweet. I don't know. It's a messy. So America's going to vote on Twitter using hashtags. And then one of the fans wins. And the prizes are like insane. Gloria Estefan, who's like the love of my life. Her prize is she's going to fly you. And she's crazy fans, by the way. She's going to fly you to Miami, put you up at one of the hotels she owns for like a few days. And then on Saturday night, you're going to come to her house on Star Island. And she's going to cook you dinner with Emilio and the fam. And like,
what
that's the prize.
A dream.
That is a dream.
Yeah. So it's not like, oh, it's like a meet and greet. It's like, it's Kelsea Ballerini, who I love so much, is her prize is, there's a bunch of stuff, but then you get to come to her show VIP and then you get to pick a song from any of her albums and come on stage and sing it with her for the audience.
Oh, that's fun.
Good for
her.
Yeah,
that's really fun.
If she upped it by having you kiss Chase Stokes, I feel like you guys might, that might be even a better.
You know what? Like I feel like then like some of Chase, a little baggie of Chase's hair is like also probably, I'll ask her if she'll
add it in. A DNA sample. Seems reasonable.
That didn't get weird at all.
Seems reasonable.
If Celine is ever on, can me and Kat be the, like, at least like audition for the show? Because I mean, I would give, can you imagine like being in like, if Celine like offered like, a dinner with her, like I don't even.
She was the tippity top of our list.
And does she say no?
You know, she's not doing well right now, and so she's not doing anything. But like, I think with her illness, she's not able to sing, which is like very heartbreaking. Something about like when she sings and uses those muscles, that's like the problem. So I'm like, for season two, Celine, you don't even have to perform. Yeah. Like you don't have to perform. You don't even have to stand. I'll put a throne on the middle of the stage and we'll do the show around you. Like so I feel like she deserves it. And so many people are super fans and oh my, you know what? We'll just have you be one of the contestants and then we'll turn it into a singing competition and you can just sing.
That probably wouldn't end well with Celine songs because you should like
do it.
We'll send you a sample from a car ride.
We've got plenty of videos if you'd like to see. Posted later.
Second tier, Jessica Simpson's ever on. I would like you to just send me a little DM. Okay, thanks. Okay.
This girl is the biggest. The funniest thing is when I was making like a, you know, bestie birthday thing, I was like, you know, trying, I was like, okay, she loves Jessica Simpson. So I'm like, let me try and get a Jessica Simpson song. And it's like, with you, with. And I'm like, none of this is like, I can't do it because it's all like, she's so.
I could have my t-shirt on. It's romantical.
Fine. Yeah.
It's fine.
I can make anything crazy. Come and tap me just before you hit the floor.
You're irresistible.
Put another t-shirt on. I mean, I love Jessica too. I'm not mad.
The problem is I would probably black out and there would be like some sort of medical emergency that would happen. Oh, gosh. So yeah. I'm like kind of shaking, sweating, thinking about it.
Yeah.
Do you love everything about Jessica Simpson? Like, I love her. I think she's great. But like, are you into the shoes and the fashion and everything about her or just the music?
I say supportive because I just feel like that is nicer than like, you know, like a felony or something. So. It's just supportive. I did meet her finally, and it was, I don't remember what I said, but I have a video, and I keep saying, I love you, over and over again. She finally said it back, but I think just because she was like, what will end what this? Will end? But it's fine.
Okay, so I'm like that with the Backstreet Boys. We had Backstreet Boys on my podcast and then like our show, and I've interviewed them a zillion times, and every time, I'm such a fucking loser. Like, God, like I, you know, so I have these Emmys.
Is that your person, your super fan people? Like, is that your ultimate?
A Backstreet Boys episode would be the dream for me, but I would have to compete. And like, I want to tell you something. I'm Jack Vanek and I, who's my co-host on Lady Gang. I like this trio versus like another trio. She and I got in a deep 6 month era where all we did was send each other back and forth YouTube links of AJ McLean doing hip thrusts. Like, that's it. That's all we did was like watch him on shit. Because on stage, he was not the same on Dancing with the Stars, but he'll like on stage, he'll just walk to the edge and then just be like, boom, boom. And I was like, God damn it, this is hot.
So, speaking of that name, I was in Queendom trying to figure out like what to name the baby, right? So, it's like first I was like on like A names and then J and then like R's and kind of like staying with those ones. And then, so we really liked AJ. But then this one goes, isn't there a Backstreet Boy named AJ? Like, and I was like, well, damn it.
Now that we know he's a hip thruster, I think it takes it off the list.
Oh my God, we're back again.
Yeah. So that kind of nixed it. But
it's
anyways.
So hard because there's like one shitty like person with the name that you want in every scenario. And you're just like, God, there's no good names left because there's like bad people out there.
I know. And I like, you guys don't know this yet, but like I've kind of gone back to my other name that I really liked. But again, I just think it's too close with his, because my fiance's last name is Russell. So I really want Jax. Like Jax was like my like, but it's not. So Jack Russell's a dog, but Jax Russell. Is it too close still?
Can't do it.
Can't do it.
God, no, I told her she'd have to measure him in like dog years. Like she wouldn't be able to be like, he's 18 months. He'd be like a dog year or whatever.
Even if like, we call him Jackson, but like Jax for his like, no?
Oh my God. I just thought of the best idea.
Go for it.
I put my Emmy award winning brain on and I put that on for a minute for you. Okay. What if you do AJ, like if they're like Alexander Jax is the name. And so they're AJ. You can't have AJ, but then you can call them Jax.
Well, so
it's still Jax Russell.
It's still
still can't not laugh. And I don't want to have an opinion. I name my kids all sorts of crazy.
Your daughter Lion.
Yeah, I did. My daughter's name is Lion.
I mean, I love it. Oh, don't get me wrong, but you know,
Lion, like love, and legend. I mean, I'm a Kristen Nicole. Somebody had to break the creativity cycle. You know what I mean?
Kristen Nicole.
Like my family needed to change trajectory.
I feel like we need to pull it.
Yeah.
Like just, Jackson, but you want to call him Jax.
Jax.
Which is cute. Anarchy. I know. I know where you're going with this. And
that's
I hear
like
you.
That's like my super fan non-music thing. But
don't worry about it because didn't Amy Schumer name her baby like scrotum or something?
No. Really?
But it's Amy Schumer. Yes.
It is.
I'm sorry.
Stop.
She did not. Amy Schumer's baby's name.
Easton, can you please Google that for us?
It's Gene and his last name is Atalia.
So
genitalia.
No.
Sorry. It's not scrotum. It's genitalia.
Okay, I was like, there's no way.
Gene Atalia. And I.
Gene Atalia. Yeah. Fisher.
Gene Atalia.
That is so her.
Fair.
I wonder if she thought about that.
But it is. It's her kid.
She didn't. She said in interviews she didn't think about it.
Because if it was a girl, we were going to name her Alana. So it was going to be like Alana Russell. But then I was like, oh, that sounds like Iwana Russell.
So I was like,
I don't believe she didn't think about that. There's no way.
It's a family name. It's a family name.
So here's the thing. I don't like when people get over opinionated about names either before they're here, but like, right. I just have to be honest.
That's why you don't tell people.
I don't tell people.
Exactly.
I mean, if I was like, my daughter's name is Lion, a girl named Lion, everyone would be like,
I mean, here's the thing. I do like it with Jolie and Jace.
I do too.
Jolie, Jace, and Jax. It's cute.
It's I so love the
can
name.
We just, can we just do Kramer?
I've asked. Day? I've asked.
Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA Scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
So I've recently got some boots in the mail that I had to try because I'm a boot girl. I love boots. But wow, I'm never going back to Tecovas, you guys. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots. And Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather and custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job for the summer or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express Employment Professionals can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit expresspros.com today. What about you, babe? Are we baby training it anytime there soon, Kelsey? What's going on?
I'm a childless wonder.
Okay, great.
I kind of made the decision, you know, listen, there's people that are good at making children like you, and then there's me, and I don't really enjoy a baby. And so like, I really start to like children around 6 or 7. Mm-hmm. And then like, it's you can't birth a 7-year-old. So for me, it's just not the right move. My husband travels a ton for work. So I'm like, I have no tribe here in LA. Like, I think it would be really bad. And then I also have a brother who has mental illness. And so like, I consider him my like 45-year-old baby. Like he's my person that's going to be with me forever. And is just like my buddy. And so I just wasn't the right thing for me. I know I'm like the only one that's
respect that though, because you know, it rather than being like, I'm going to have a baby because I have to, like, we know someone that is not a, I don't even think she wanted a kid, but she had a kid. She's never there for the kid. So it's right. It's hard to even see, because I'm like, she just has a nanny 24/7. And then it's like, I think she had one because she thought she had to have one.
Yes.
And I don't think she was ever really a kid person.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Yeah. I think you got to want it. And I'm an auntie to a lot of my friends' kids, sure. And it looks exhausting.
But by the way, like, you're the crucial piece for all of us. That's why it takes, like, that's why your souls and hearts are so wildly important, because I need the people that are fun and mature enough to come in and say, like, I'm going to love you so hard, and then I'm going to go back home, because we need you.
Yeah.
We need, I need it.
I roll over and I, like, will ruin you and take you for an ice cream and we'll go wash the car. And, like, I will give, I am that person for my friends. And I'm sure you guys can appreciate this. Like, I'm like, hey, I'm coming over. And they're like, no, I don't need anything. I was like, no, you need me to hold your baby for 2 hours so that you can have a shower. Because you're disgusting. Do you know what I mean?
I feel like you said that directly to me in this moment, because I can't tell you the last time I shampooed, but it's fine.
Not everyone can afford, like, nannies and help and stuff, and not everyone has their parents around. So it's like, I hold a baby, you shower and put on a fresh set of clothing, and then, like, come back to the real world, and then I leave you.
I think it's such a good balance too, like, with your lady gang, you know, because it's like, you got, like, you are the one that's, like, I feel kind of like runs the ship, you know, and, like, you are the, like, all, you know, all the other two girls are amazing, obviously, as well. Like, and Becca, she's a friend, and, you know, so I'm like, but you run the ship, I feel like, you know, and you kind of are like, you're the boss CEO of it. Mm-hmm. Forgive me, right? Or?
No, 100%.
Yes. 100%. And it's like, you know, Becca, like, I can, you know, she's mom in it. And it's like, I'm sure they really rely on having you in that position too, you know?
100%. And it's like, it's been so nice. Even when Becca had her baby, it's like, she was able to just be like, I'm not here for like, I'm here, but I'm not here, you know? And I think that's, it's really nice. And not everyone gets that. So,
and to know babies. The ship is still running, like, you know, like, when I know I'm out, like, I know Catherine, like, you know, she's holding it down. The ship is going to still run.
Exactly. And it's, nice and it's so hard. And also, like, I gotta be honest with you, the way that, like, the earth treats moms, especially here in the United States, is kind of messed up. Like, you guys have such a bad, like, everyone's so excited for you and you have showers and you announce the baby's born and everyone's healthy and we're so excited. And then all we do is shame you for like 20 years about every single thing you do with that baby. It kind of seems terrible. Like,
no, true. Yeah,
it's absolute truth.
I'm gonna be I feel like this go around though, like, I was like shy bringing in the formula with Jace. Yeah. Like, I'm gonna be running in with the formula on my back. Like, I got shamed with, you know, not breastfeeding Jolie, and then I tried with Jace and it was miserable. So this one, I'm like, no, like, you're gonna shame me regardless of what
does
I do.
Does not matter what you do.
I straight up brought the formula to the hospital. Was like, just in case.
Yeah,
leave respect. My boobs alone.
I was like, here's my sports bras, bind them up, let's go.
That's right.
Bind them up.
Bind them up.
Yeah, I mean, I just, you're right though. It's a sad thing. But speaking of lady gang, is there a question that you still think back on and go, oh my God, I should not have asked that? And I know you guys have done thousands and thousands and thousands of interviews, but is there one that just kind of like sticks out to you that is like, I should have just not said that.
There's so many. I have one from E! News that I did that is like so terrible. So one of my other jobs is being a chief correspondent on E! News. And I was in Rome for the Tom Cruise premiere, which was amazing.
Oh, I saw that. On the carpet.
Tom Cruise is like really intense about who he lets interview him. And it's like a whole thing to get approved. And anyway, so we're on the red carpet and, like, you know, they're doing all these premieres all around the world. And so they're getting asked, like, he's getting asked about the stunt jumping off the mountain 100 times. And I'm like, what am I going to do that's like really different and really special? And I'm thinking, and I kind of have my plan of what's going to happen. I've got my note cards, like, I'm ready to go. And he walks up to me and there's just something about him that is like so overwhelming and the whole thing.
Well, he's Tom Cruise, you know, he's
Maverick.
Yeah.
He's Maverick, you know, and I kind of lost my mind. And the question that came out of my mouth was, would you rather die doing a stunt on a Mission Impossible movie or just like in your sleep? Why did I ask that?
I kind of like it.
So, That's so morbid because he's like going to die doing one of these stunts. And I was like, I just kind of want to know. And then he would like kind of looked at me like, wow, the balls on this girl, won't be inviting her again. And he was like, well, I don't really think about it. But and I was like, oh, my God. And then I followed up with, OK, well, you're still so sexy. So like, how do you say so? Like, what am I doing? It was the worst.
He's like, I don't think about how I'm going to die, but I'm glad you do, reporter.
You're like, but you're hot.
Don't worry, you're hot. We're all going to mourn you when you die.
I was like, and then you're hot. I have a crush on you. And I was like, what is like, it's just so embarrassing. And then I had a really bad interview with Jake Gyllenhaal, like almost a decade ago, where I did the same thing. He came and it was for a movie. And I was like, you know, while they're getting that, Jana, you'll know, like when they kind of like need a second to like get the, when you're doing a red carpet, like to get the camera in focus and like the shot set up. So it's like, you're kind of you're zhuzhing before like you actually start doing the interview. And I was like, well, you know, if you don't win an Oscar for your performance, you should win an Oscar for being dead sexy. And he walked away.
No.
He didn't do the interview.
He walked away?
He just walked away from me. And I was like, well, and I was like, wow. I know it's inappropriate, but like, I love, if people were like, Kelty, how do you feel this morning? You're looking dead sexy. I would be like, bring more of this to me. I am here for this, you know? But anyway.
Oh my God, I can't believe he walked away.
Me neither. Yeah.
Did his publicist take him or did he walk?
No, he walked to the next person. And
I'm sure his publicist was mortified.
Oh, I'm sure. And like, and then the movie company's like, we need coverage for this movie, you know?
Yeah.
But I think that my ratio is pretty high on good interview moments. The thing that was the craziest, like for Superfan that's coming out this week, we had Shania, and I'm like, I grew up in Canada. Like, I am a Shania. I could have competed on Shania. And like, we saw her before the show and I just like squealed at her. And I think she looked at me so funny because I was like, I'm hosting the show and I'm like, thanks for coming. And I created the show. And like her publicist is like, it's Kelty. You know, we zoomed with her. She's British. Like we zoomed with her about the show. And I was like, I've been interviewing for so long. And then I was like, I'm just happy. And I was like, I'm such a fucking loser. Like, oh my God.
Hey, everybody's got their
moments.
These
are not normal situations. Like, put me in a room with Tom Cruise and what's going to happen? You know what I mean?
It's regardless if he jumped on the couch or not, he's still Tom Cruise.
He's always Tom Cruise.
So, I mean, I've definitely said things that I'm like, oh, God. And then you just feel like bad. But, you know, we're all human.
Haven't we all?
We all say things.
You guys know Nicholas Sparks? The author,
yeah,
the Notebook. Okay, so
are we all 40? And
well, I just want to make sure. Well, I just never know how diehard I was, and was I alone in that? I don't know.
Oh my God! Speaking of, I made Alan watch The Notebook because he's seen every single movie. Like we're always like watch like on Netflix, and I'm like, well, let's watch this. Oh, I've seen it. And some I don't know why we saw. Oh, we were on Prime then. And I was like, oh, The Notebook, it's so good. He goes, never saw it. And I'm like, buckle up, buddy.
If you're a bird, I'm a bird, yeah, Alan.
Yeah. So we played it and he even got a little teary eyed at the end too. Oh, like when the couple, but yeah, anyways.
Die at the same time.
We just watched it about a week ago. And I was like, can we die like that?
This is my embarrassing story. So I go to a book signing and I got up there and I got so flustered. And I literally gave my book to him and I go, we've spent so many nights in bed together. And then I just turned bright red. That's and I go, though. And he was like, he got a little like red and he was like, oh no, I know what you meant. And I was like, but do you know what I meant?
So I can't believe you went to a Nicholas Sparks book signing. I know. Signing. That is next
Jessica
level.
Jessica Simpson and Nicholas Sparks.
It was like 2000.
There's no excuse. No, I'm kidding. Cute. It's cute.
I'm here. Dave Ramsey's the other. So I just round it out.
Oh.
Dave Ramsey, Jessica Simpson.
I like it.
I don't want to make out with him just for so I'm on record.
Mine was Celine, but I don't think I said anything stupid. I don't think I talked. I think I just stood there and stared at her. That's all.
She's used to
since
that.
Since you can't get Celine, though, for Superfan, what is there someone that you're like, you're still aiming? Like, I really want to get this person on Superfan for maybe the next season?
Besides Jessica Simpson.
Season two, I feel like I need Taylor or Rihanna.
Oh, yeah.
And I want the Jonas Brothers, who were down to do season one. It just didn't work out with the timing. I obviously need Backstreet Boys. And
I feel like Blake Shelton would be fun, like, because he's, like, entertaining.
Oh, yeah. I know. It's so funny. I always, like, also feel like I need a Garth Brooks. Like I think what makes, I mean, Jonas Brothers is probably not, but like, I think what makes a great episode is when they have a really big catalog of songs and history, like a lot of perform, cause you know, all the games are like, some of them are, you know, like pictures that are blurry and you have to like identify what that, what is that from? Oh, that's from when Super Bowl and blah, blah, blah. That's from the Grammys, like all that kind of stuff. And then the music is such a big part of it. So I feel like those fan, like big catalogs of music will be amazing, but Blake would be great too. It's although great he, concept. Oh yeah, now he's not on The Voice, so he could do it.
Yeah. Him or Adam too would be good.
Ooh. Gwen. And then like for me, like I tried to get Fall Out Boy. Like I'm still like a little bit of an emo kid. So I'm like, we need Fall Out Boy. And the network was like, who?
I love Fall Out Boy.
See, yeah, I even go farther than that. I'm like Beastie Boys. Cause my brother used to like rock Beastie Boys. Yeah. That's like way back.
Snap. Oh yeah. I love it. Yeah. So we'll see. We'll see. Hi. Hopefully season one does amazing. And then we'll be able to start working on season two.
And then Lady Gang wise, I mean, you guys are still obviously rocking because you're doing how many episodes now for Lady Gang? Are you doing two now?
We do two episodes a week. Uh-huh. And our third co-host, Jack Vanek, is about to get married in France.
Aww.
And so we're all heading over. This woman is getting married on a, I want to know what you guys think about this.
Okay.
I love Jack. I was just at her dress fitting with her. And so like, listen, like she's my person and I love her so much. She's never had a real job in her life because she's an entrepreneur and she's been an entrepreneur since she went to college. She worked at Old Navy for like a week and then just like went on summer vacation and they were like, no, you have to book time off. And she was like, what? I hate jobs. And so then just like started her clothing line. So she's never had a real job. This bee is getting married on a Tuesday in France. Do you know how hard it is for the everyday working woman to get to France on a Tuesday? I'm like, Jack. And she's like, well, that's when the chateau was available. And I was like, I got to take off a Saturday to fly to Sunday. And then I got to be with you on Monday. The wedding's on a Tuesday. Day after, fly back. I got to take five PTOs, paid time off. I got to take off five of my 15 vacation days for the year will be spent traveling to fucking France on a Tuesday.
Chateau on a Tuesday.
I mean, I feel like you'd have to take off that much time anyway, wouldn't you? Even if it was on a different day?
If she got married on like a Saturday, I could have like hustled a Friday and Thursday, been back to work Friday. On Monday. Thursday,
oh,
Friday.
That's a fast trip to France.
I think you should just, I mean, I hear what you're saying and I get it. Remember this. I'm doing y'all on a Saturday. Well, so I don't care. That's in the summer too. Maybe.
I love a Saturday.
I would have laughed
Saturday.
If she was getting married on a Tuesday, but
anyway. It's cheaper too.
I got married on a Monday.
I know why she's doing it.
Yeah.
I hear you.
There's a reason, because nobody wants to come. It's a Tuesday.
Well, maybe that'll, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like,
narrow it down.
Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA Scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
So I've recently got some boots in the mail that I had to try because I'm a boot girl. I love boots, but wow, I'm never going back to Tecovas, you guys. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecova's boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecova's has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecova store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather and custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job for the summer or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express Employment professionals can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit expresspros.com today. So I had someone the other day go, oh, when are you guys getting married? And I was like, oh, blah, blah, blah of blah, blah, blah. And they're like, oh, we can't wait. We'll definitely be there. But they're not on the list.
Oh, no.
So I'm like, yeah.
She goes,
I can't. Well, let's talk about this later.
So I'm like, what do I do? Because I'm like,
they won't get the invite.
Like, it's a, it is a small group that we're inviting, but it's like, they're friends and they're part of a, but it's not like, and I was like, yeah, no, totally. They're like, I mean, if we're on the list. And I was like, yeah, no. Like,
oh, well,
totally.
They are now.
But I, what was I supposed to say?
I know, but you have to now.
As I didn't
No, you absolutely do not. So when I married my husband, it was my second wedding. I had been married prior once, and we got married in the backyard, and I had 40 people because I was like, no, no, no. I want this to be so small, so tiny, and just like my people. I didn't invite anyone from work. I didn't work. Like, no, I was just family and like a couple friends, and people were butthurt. And here's what you do. You have your tiny thing. And then a few weeks later, you throw like a barbecue.
Yeah.
Or I did like a Gatsby party at a bar. And it was like, then I invited all the other hanger-oners. So not hanger-oners, but like.
Well, I didn't even get that invite, Kelsey. So I guess.
So we're having a vow renewal for you in Jana's backyard.
Having said that, I'm just saying you have to because you said, she said, am I on the list? And you said, yeah.
No. Oh, no, you couldn't.
That's
why I
said you have to now.
Well, that's also like, what are you going to say other than yeah?
That's what I'm saying, because you really shouldn't say. I don't even know who we're talking about, so I feel bad. But
close enough
right. That
it would be like on the line.
Oof, that's tough. I think you just have to let everybody know, look, it's literally just these people. That's
it. We decided to cut back even more. It's just such a crazy time with everything going on.
And I mean, like, if that person listens now, they know.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, that's true. If she's close enough to be like really supporting this podcast, you might have to invite her.
I don't really think anyone else listens to, like, even the Queendom. I don't know. And which doesn't bother me.
No.
Like, I don't really listen to podcasts.
So then we can talk about it.
Like, yeah. But what works with this marriage that didn't with the last?
That was going to be my question. Because he works a lot.
My first husband was a motherfucker.
Okay. How long were you married for?
11 months.
Okay. Yep.
It was pretty brutal.
I laugh because I've been there. Shorter.
No, and you know, the thing is, and that's why I think people really relate to you is, you know, like, I think the thing is that you get really caught up because you see that you meet this person and you get engaged and you're really excited about them. And like, I knew it wasn't perfect before we got married, but I was so naive to think that like the marriage would help it. Like, I thought, oh, like, well, once we're married, these things and these concerns and these personality traits that are like, we're not getting the best of each other. Like, they're going to go away because we'll be married, you know? And that just didn't happen. He was very unsupportive of my dreams for myself and really just wanted like a stay-at-home wife mm-hmm. and like didn't really express that until like we were already married. And I was like, mm-hmm. no, babe, like I'm going on tour. Like I'm doing this. I'm going to Hollywood. Like we're, you know, and so it didn't work out. I was pretty young. My husband now, we're actually about to celebrate our 10-year wedding anniversary, which is aww. Lovely next month. And I think that I just really enjoy him as a human being. I think mm-hmm. he's a good person. And his red flags are things like he doesn't like clean up his plate immediately after he eats dinner. Like he likes to like leave it out and then go watch TV and then clean it up later in the night. And that's really annoying to me. So it's like the red flags are manageable red flags instead of the red flags that I know we've all had in our relationships where you're like, yeah. Like, okay, but we'll work on that. Like I didn't want to have to fix anyone. And so I just picked someone that was like very lovely and very respectful. And he's like my biggest fan. We're having a huge premiere party in Times Square on Wednesday night aww. For Superfan. And he works with the company that is providing the billboard. So he's literally put all of his clients and all of his work on the back burner to like plan this party for me. And he's like, no, you got to have your moment, babe. You work too hard, like just so supportive. And so that's really meaningful. And he's dead sexy. He's like 6'6", really tall, looks like a little British pop star, but he's not. And
I love that. I really do. Cause you're such like you're a boss and like you make things happen. Like, again, like how you said, like you don't get the offers, like you make it happen. And I just like, I love that so much about you. And so the fact that you have a man, because for a man that can be very intimidating, and the fact that he's there to lift you up and be your supporter, like that's beautiful. So I'm so happy for you that, you know,
I always think of like the J-Lo of it all, you know, people are like, oh, J-Lo, like, oh, she's getting married again or whatever. And I'm just like, because for a man, it's very difficult to be married to J-Lo because she's doing it all. She's so, she doesn't need you. She mm-hmm. does not need you, you know? And so like, that's really hard on men. I think just like not to black and white it, but I do believe, you know, finding someone who's really supportive and really understanding of what it takes to be a woman in show business and be chasing their dreams, whether that be in music, in television, in podcasting, in whatever, like that, it's really hard to find that person. So, sure. and those kinds of people don't always show their colors. They fool you. They I've dated people too, where they were like, oh my God, I'm so proud of you. It's so cool that you're so busy and you have your own life. You're so independent. You don't get jealous. Like these are all such great things. And then later in the relationship, those are the things that came out, the monsters that came out. And it was the reason that we split because they fool you into acting like they want that independent, strong, powerful woman who's in charge of her own life, but they don't.
Then they use it against you in the end. And then they're like, I'm like, oh, cool. And then you feel bad for being successful. Like, I remember one time Max was like, have fun making money. And I'm like, remember that?
Yeah.
I was like, well, what am I supposed to do?
I will have fun making money. One of us needs to try having fun.
Yeah.
But all right, Kelty, promote it all, girl. Give us everything.
Well, listen, first of all, thanks so much for having me on. I'm so excited for you. And I know how huge your podcast is, all of you. So congratulations on that. I see you on the charts all the time. People love you, which I love. And now hopefully they'll love Superfan. Superfan airs Wednesday, August 9th. We premiere right after Big Brother. So I know so many people will be watching Big Brother. So if you just stay up till 10, LL Cool J is our first episode. We have Shania, we have Pitbull, Gloria Estefan, Little Big Town, Kelsey Ballerini. And I just need everyone to get out there and vote. And last thing, as a female podcast, you know, being a female creator made me realize that there are so few females creating television and out in the world. And so like, if everyone could just support this show, because if one female creator can create a hit show, then more female creators can create shows. But right now it's like, they don't even want to take the meeting with you because you're a woman. And so let's go.
I love it. Yes, Kelsey, let's do it.
So fun. Well, I can't wait to watch.
All right. We'll see you soon, honey.
Thank you guys.
God, I love Kelsey.
Love
her.
She's great.
She's so fun.
She's really fun.
It's just like a fun, like, I don't feel like we just did an interview. I feel like we just like chatted and I was like, oh, wait, we're on a
podcast. I kept trying to like go back and be like, oh, wait, I want to ask more questions.
I know.
And she's always been like that too.
I love that.
She's fun.
Yeah. She's so cool. And she's also like, she helps other people too. Like, she'd be like, hey, are you happy here? Because like, you know,
I'm not saying this to like, but she reminds me of you in that way.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Thanks. You're very sure. Like, no, you're good at this. And so you're coming with me.
Right. Yeah. I like it.
So
like,
I have a question. No, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No.
The pinnit from earlier.
Oh, okay. So it's probably not going to be as big now, but so I was at a gathering for Jolie's, for her second grade looping party, because she's looping with her teacher that she had in first grade. So all the kids that went from that class to the other class.
I had never heard of that until.
I have not heard of that until just now.
Not until it came up with your teacher. Yeah.
So she's, because she can teach both first and second. And so she just loved the class so much. And she asked to loop with the class.
So does that just mean repeat?
Yeah, with the same class.
Not repeat grade, but goes.
Right, right.
So she's going to second, but with the same teacher.
And like it's called same looping
class.
Looping,
I had yeah. never. I know. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Which I like new. The, I like it. Well, first of all, I mean, I'm obsessed with Miss Strickland, but like the fact that they don't have to go through the whole getting to know you phase. Like she knows where each child level is at.
Yeah.
So that I think will be helpful where, because I think Jolie's a little delayed in reading possibly. So I think now that, you know, so the teacher knows like where the kids are at. And so I think that's going to be helpful. But remember I had mentioned like how Jolie said something about her like quote unquote boyfriend and how like, mm-hmm. you know, he said something to her mom and, you know, she broke up with him because we don't talk, you know.
I don't know about this.
Yeah, you might have been on parenting or maternity leave. Or I don't even know. This was like a couple
I
months ago.
I remember it.
But it was, you know, the kid had said something to his mom and Jolie's like, I'm not going to be with him anymore because he talked bad to his mom. Because I always told her, I was like, don't ever be with a boy speaks bad words to their mom or to any woman or to you, you know, like mm-hmm. you deserve more than that, you know? So I'm like trying to like That's teach right. her young. And she's like, we're all hanging mm-hmm. out. And the mom, who's sweet as ever, was just like, so I, something came up like, well, I heard, you know, this, her son and Jolie aren't, you know, boyfriend, girlfriend anymore. I was like, yeah, did you hear why? And she goes, oh, heard about it from the podcast. And I was like, oh my God, no. What did I say?
See, you never know
who's listening. Like, really?
Do we just think no one listens?
Why is that what I don't think anyone knew who I am, like knows who I am. Like
right
I walk around
school.
Not like yeah. thinking people know who I am.
Yeah. That's true. You and do. And they do know who you are.
You know what I mean? Because I'm like, why would they know? You know what I mean? I don't know. I don't think I'm like whatever. And so, and then I was like, oh crap. And she's like, well, what's funny is one of my friends was listening and was like, is that
That's
you?
Usually
who?
The case.
And I was like, oh my God. I was like, oh, I've gotten, and then, you know, I got in trouble with the other thing.
I don't think you said anything bad this time, that time.
Yeah. Cause the other time I did, I shouldn't, that was a, you know, I misspoke there. But like this time, I'm just like,
I don't, yeah, literally, it was like you were just teaching her to be
right.
Know.
But like, I just want to say, like, that boy is a sweetheart.
So I just want to say again that I really love my in-laws.
And you were sticking up for the mom because he wasn't speaking nicely to the mom, right?
Sure. Yes. But I just want to make sure.
Trying to help you.
Yes. I'm just also trying to be like, but he's also a sweet kid. Like he's in first grade.
For
you know what
sure.
I mean?
Of like, course.
Yeah, he's like the 7. Time. Give the guy a break.
They also, I know, right? He hasn't learned yet how to be a complete gentleman.
That's so funny. But I was just like, I am so sorry if I said, I just don't remember. Like, oh man, that's, you know, I've learned my lesson from the last time.
Was she nice about it?
Oh, she's so sweet.
Yeah.
Like,
I feel really nervous about today.
But then the other mom was just like, well, I had no idea who you were. And I'm like, well, that's how I operate. So,
well, like, there was a group of them because I went to school with one of them.
Huh?
That was at.
In that photo?
Uh-huh. That was at dinner one night when me, you, Mario, all of us went to dinner. And there was a group of them that came over to the table.
I don't remember any of this.
And took pictures.
Okay.
So Mario Lopez.
A good bit of them at school have known who you are.
Oh.
God. Because again, I went to school with one of them.
In the photo that I took with the moms?
Uh-huh.
I wonder which one.
I'll let you know.
Okay.
She's a sweetheart. But anyway, she came up that night when y'all were with Mario, when we were with Mario at dinner and they like took pictures and stuff. So sweet. But I mean, yeah, I don't think it doesn't like even, you're like, oh, hey, like it doesn't even register with you that
no
people might know who you are.
Funny thing too is when I don't save numbers, like someone's like, oh, I think our daughters are on the same soccer team. And
oh,
I'm like,
geez.
Great. But I'm like, this number. And you try to like scroll up to see,
worst.
Like,
I got nothing.
I got
everyone has like a paragraph in the company line
of my
so
eye.
You know.
So that I never know.
And then it's embarrassing when they try to call you and they're like, you're like, oh, you need to find your phone. And they call and it's like, Jana Kramer, Jolie's mom, met her at the soccer game wearing a pink dress. And you're like, my bad.
Oh, this is fun. For the love. Well, came in hot today and we ended saucy. So
saucy.
Everyone, I feel like I'm living fan. Saucy.
I can't wait to watch it. I think it'll be great.
Yeah, I want to see it. All right, y'all. See you next week.
Bye.
Bye. Hey there, mamas. Everyone knows how it goes. You're giving it your all to breastfeed or pump for your little one. But there are times when you might need a little extra help. That's where Traditional Medicinals Mother's Milk comes in. Mother's Milk is an organic herbal tea blend designed to support healthy lactation for breastfeeding and pumping moms. Plus, it's caffeine-free. Learn more about Mother's Milk at traditionalmedicinals.com/mothersmilk. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. You know, I don't even know where to start with this because it's the comfort, it's the style, it's the whole look. That's what I love about my Tecovas. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend, and Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Shop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, TECOVAS.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.